So coming to 2022, I got some questions for you, but this ain't like no question, but what's been in your rotation this year in terms of, I guess, yeah, we could say albums from this year. What's been
albums
in your rotation?
Albums from this year, Continuance, Jay Worthy, that whole collab album.
With Larry June.
Larry June. What else I really been tapping in with? I've been listening to a lot of Big X the Plug. Down from Texas, shout out to Texas.
I got a funny story. about a month ago, I was at the point where I was like, man, let me check into the Trap Underground. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So I like, let me go to that page that got the microphone hanging from the sky.
Yeah.
So I was like, I think they'll, so I was listening, bro. And I was like, okay. So I went to Instagram. I said, damn, AJ already discovered him.
Yo, hey, bro, five.
I said, damn it, AJ already followed. He already knew about it. I said, damn it.
Bro, big ass the plug, man. Like, he was going so hard because I get on to, I really take other people's musical opinions.
Yeah.
So my brothers, they'll come on and tell me something. They put me on Honeycomb Braids.
And they younger, they went to Huntsville, man.
So like that right there, that's how I got on to him. What else I've been listening to, man? I don't know. Let me check the archives real quick.
Yeah, well, While you check, I got another question for you. Who you think fell off?
Mainstream or like
anybody
fell off hard?
I know one that you might say.
Man, I'm gonna say an artist. Well, for one, Yachty. That nigga fell off.
they thought that Poland song gonna be it.
What gonna be it for him?
I said, y'all happy in hell? Y'all hear that 2017 shit? I said, that shit ain't gonna last long.
And then
dog.
he tried to save face. He was like, man, I did Poland on accident. Yeah. He was like, nah, you put your
I can tell you did on accident.
Exactly. So fell off. As far as what I'm listening to, I want to say ASAP Rocky, but he'll put out a song every now and then. And
he teasing the album they saying coming soon.
I don't know, man. It might be because Rihanna done had him in his whole bag lately.
But if he can make up for really that testing album.
That shit was trash.
Cause the other two ASAP Mob albums, the first one was real good.
Cozy Tapes.
Yeah. The first one was real good.
Volume 1 and 2. Shout out to my boy AJ, man.
Yeah. The first one real. But then it's that, and I would tell my boy Vontae in the group chat, what ASAP do that really pissed me off, bro. He be on Rolling Loud. You know, you can go on YouTube and watch it. Yo. He don't perform none of the good stuff.
Who that?
ASAP. He don't perform.
For real?
He don't perform none of the good stuff.
And that's
But he barely perform his songs. Like, he'll bring out Uncle Luke. You know what I'm saying? Salute, but I'm like, fam, you ASAP Rocky, bro. Dude, something from the first mixtape, from the first album. You got songs you can do at Rolling Loud.
He got a whole No Skips album. Like, him an entire No Skips album.
He can bring out Schoolboy Q. They can do that Pussy Money Weed.
Please.
And they can do that Brand New Guy. That's two songs off rip.
I'll be happy with it if it's like at a festival, for real. Because, I mean, two songs, that's all you need at a festival.
That's all you need, bro. So, yeah, ASAP. He's supposed to got something coming, but, yeah, I'm looking forward to it just in terms of, hey, man, you got to deliver on this one, dog.
Yeah.
You've been quiet for years in terms of making an impact. Like, everybody thought, because Ferg when that stuff, then Ferg just, he'll drop, but it, like, he'll never get that push like he's supposed to get, but I don't know.
But
ever since Yams died, ASAP been just,
Yams was a big piece of like ASAP mob.
Yeah.
So like they all broke up, and it's crazy that he'll like ASAP really perform like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the talent, honestly, the other talent in ASAP mob between 12E is hard,
man.
ASAP 12E is so hard, and he performed all his good stuff, bro.
I saw a podcast a couple years ago, it was about 2018, 2019. They were talking about how New York, you know what I'm saying, how they, at that time, before Griselda really popped, they were talking about, and the dude was like, hey, man, ASAP 12 putting out, and everybody at the table laughed at him.
Yep.
And he was like, hey, I'm being honest.
Laugh what you want to.
And as you can see, that would really, you know, mess New York up, because now you got Griselda, they come from Buffalo. And then even Westside to say, hey, y'all never claimed Buffalo before. Don't try to claim
us. Exactly, bro. Like, ain't nobody ever said that about Buffalo, New York, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
But as far as fell off, man, I off the top of my head, I really can't think of nobody. But it's a lot of people who done fell off, though.
Yeah. Chance, that's what I thought you were going to say.
Oh, he definitely fell off. He could have kept the big day. He could have kept Chance the Rapper. If you hearing this, man, smoke a cigarette, smoke some, do some, yeah, take a drink.
Because y'all was on him heavy. Y'all
don't want to.
When I would go to AJ them crib, AJ and Jay, anytime I got in Jake car, anytime I went over AJ, how they were just playing Acid Rock, to the point where I'm like, man, all right, I'm gonna listen to it. They played it that much to where I like, all right, I gotta, you know what I'm saying, listen to it. Cause I heard about it, but yep. I just never, but then I was like, bro, these boy play this shit. Every time I come around, yep, I gotta play it. Now, and soon enough, I was like, okay, I see what it is. Bro. But right when I found that out, that's when Coloring Book came, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it was solid, you know, for what it was.
Then I went to his show with Jay, and I'm like, okay, I see the kind of crowd he bring out, you know, some of everybody, you know what I'm saying? Then after that, when Big Day came, I was like, ugh. I'm like,
Man, I don't know, bro. Like, I understand, like, he was trying to move different, get in a different avenue, be a family man, get better, not do all these drugs, because what y'all don't know, man, is on, like, those albums on Acid Rap, he was on acid. He was on drugs.
When y'all told me that, I was like, okay, I got to listen to it now.
10-day mixtape, he had got kicked out of school. He got suspended from school for smoking a joint, I think, or something like that.
I think y'all told me. I can't remember exactly why, though. Yeah,
he got suspended from school. He made a tape in, like, 10 days called a 10-day mixtape, and it was hidden. So he was really, like, I ain't going to say doing, like, bad things, but you know, he was experimenting, man. He was living life. It was just the time he was in. And I understand if you grow up, you don't want to continue doing the same things you used to do as far as smoking, drinking. You're trying to move different, be with your family. I get that. But, bro, if you're going to put out another album, dog, make sure it's good.
Yeah, the music got to be good.
Yeah, make some consistently good music.
The content could be the content, but the music good, it ain't going to even matter for real.
That's why I like Anderson .Paak, man, because Anderson .Paak will straight up tell you, man, he'll get on there singing about, hey, man, I'm about to go and, you know, hit this girl in the car. I'm about to go in here and do that. But then he'll turn around, bro. He on the interview, he'll be like, yeah, man, like the music is just music, man. I'm married. My wife will kill me. And I was like, hey, you got a point. You feel me? You got to put the content out. Yeah. And it's beautiful, bro. The music is fucking beautiful.
I wish him and, I don't think, I love the album, but him and Bruno, they held that shit for a long time. Because they made it seem like, hey, we dropped the song, the next week the album coming out. And everybody was just waiting. I was like, okay, what the album? They drop it. It's like 8 songs. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm thinking this shit should have been done a year ago. I think y'all got at least 14, 15, but that shit. I mean, I don't care what nobody say about it. I don't care if they stealing, not stealing, but they sampling. I don't care. That's an amazing album. I think they should go on tour with it.
Bro, personally. I feel like they did that the perfect way, though, because they knew the album was going to hit. They knew it was going to be perfect.
Two musicians like that.
Two real musicians.
It got to hit.
The instrumentation there. They actually play these instruments, you feel me? They got that old school vibe.
They can
rap if they need to. Boosie Collins signed on. They got recognition from the greats. Old school greats, you know what I mean? Yeah. So whenever you come out with music like that and you make an album for fun with somebody else who got talent like that, like, I feel like it's beyond the point of recognition. You don't need recognition for it at that point. That's why they withdrew their Grammy nomination.
I saw it, but I thought they won last year at the Grammys.
No, I think they withdrew it last year at the Grammys.
I know they withdrew this year, but I was like...
Oh, so it was for this year.
Yeah, but okay, I thought they won last year. I was like, wait a minute, y'all were winning last year, but I don't know, I can't remember.
Yeah, me either. I just know they withdrew, I don't know if it was last year or this year.
It was this year, I saw Bruno,
Yeah, but like, whenever you make content like that, bro, it's good, it's gonna get its shine, so like, rightfully, you don't even need recognition, especially from something as controversial as the Grammys, but, you know, I watch the Grammys, I like the Grammys, but... I don't support everything that the Grammys got going on because, like, it's honestly a lot of bias going on. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of bias with it.
Now that we older, we see these reports. Like, you know, you on Twitter like me, so you see what they're talking about. Well, if you signed to this label, they got pulled. If you show up,
do this.
If you watch the Grammys and you keep on seeing this person pop up on camera, that means they really trying to shine light.
Yeah. And honestly, I think they just wanted to be out of that element. They don't want to be like, oh, the label, they put money on here to win all these Grammys. And then other people sitting over here like, really? Like, for real? Like, really? Have you listened to the album? How dare you say that influence from somebody else won them these Grammys, you know? Yeah. And I feel like they ain't want to deal with that, bro. Like, they chill people, mm-hmm. so they was like, nah, yeah. we ain't even about to deal with this today.
I think that was missing in the game, too. You know, everybody got different opinion about who popping and whoop-de-woo, but like you said, your brothers, they put you on the people yep. that you never heard of. So this whole NBA Youngboy thing going on, I'm like, okay, they talking about, bro, like, I see what he doing, whatever, whatever, but I'm like, at the same time, I feel like if we had a structure like we did, like when Carter 3 and all that came yep, out, we had yep. that kind of structure. I'd be like, man, it's a lot of folks y'all think popping for real that.
We're not.
Yeah. It's bro. The way the internet work that y'all think these dudes out here popping, popping. But I'm like, fam, maybe he would be if he wasn't in his situation, you know, yep. legally. Maybe he would, you know what I'm saying? Who knows? But it's a lot of stuff. I'm like, man, I just feel like the internet really overrate a lot of yep. people, man.
Yeah. Honestly, man, you know who could really take it back to them days? It all goes back to DJ Drama. I feel like DJ Drama could really go out talent scouting mm-hmm. and find, like, the new age Waynes, the new mm-hmm. age, like, artists and stuff, and just start spitting out mixtapes yeah. like you did back in the day yeah. because some going to catch.
Yeah.
Because that's how mixtapes were back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, either this mixtape going to hit or it ain't, move on to the next one, find out what artists you vibe with, mm-hmm. find out what tape hit for them. And honestly, man, DJ, he can go back and just
and
showcase with everybody.
And it's possible, too, because now, like you said that, now if I do find somebody, we don't got to instantly go streaming service. We're like, yo. Hey, let's put this on YouTube. Yo. You know, Currency yo. Just dropped, like, two projects where he freestyling over different beats.
Yo.
And he put it on YouTube. Like, yo. Okay, I can legally do this because...
What was it, 8 Ball?
Yeah. I can legally do this because I'm not getting paid from yo. It. So just yo. Put it on YouTube. Then that's where you get that organic, like, hey, man, y'all heard that new dude, DJ Drum on YouTube? He rapping... It's a Gangsta Grills and he rapping over new beats. Oh no, let me check it out. If he really fire like Dave, like,
yo,
hey man, this dude DJ Drama got going to radio shows on YouTube, freestyle for them. He be like, oh, did DJ Drama new protege? So,
and see, honestly, the people who took that little recipe, that guideline, man, honestly, are the producers because mm-hmm. they're not getting paid off of their beats. They trying to get recognition.
Yeah.
So, like, artists, they're a real deal. Well, engineers and producers, they'll make like a couple of beats a day, put it on YouTube, be like type beat.
Yeah.
And it's for free.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to link a network, then they can get with their artist to find because they like his sound.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that's how the mixtape game used to be. Like, it really used to be like that, man. So, I don't know. I miss that element. I'm one of the OG people, man. I still have albums on my phone, on my SD card, that I'm never going to remove because back in the day, wasn't no Spotify, mm-hmm. wasn't no Apple Music.
Title.
We were in the Blue Nissan. We stop at the gas station on Seal Road.
I had got two Gucci Mane mixtapes from there.
I had got that OJ the Juvenile Orange, and we'll get into the Nissan with my cousin Watt, and we'll keep it pushing, find out what the move is for the day, man.
Yeah,
so that was just a different time, bro. Like, you know, technology play a part in a lot of stuff, the streaming world, just updating everything, you know, life.
Yeah.
You know, you feel me? Like, progress.
Yeah, I know.
I get it.
I know, like I said, you be on Twitter like me, we both listen to music. I'm like, man, it just, when you sit back and really look at it, it's like, man, it's a lot of stuff that I'm still trying to figure out because I ain't gonna say we older now, but in terms of music, the way music come out, it's like, bro, we can't keep up with everything that, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I just wanted to give a different, get a different opinion from you.
See, trying to keep up with everything, bro, like that really triggered my anxiety.
Because,
you will try to, like, do so much stuff and shake and move. But you got to ground yourself, man. Remind yourself, like, what you originally started mm-hmm. doing. What was the game plan, bro? It was, like, mm-hmm. music I listen to, my avenue, what I be on.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you try to be current, keep up to date, and listen to everything, bro. It's impossible.
No
one person can listen to every single song in existence, bro. That's why I like music.
I still ain't got to the Metro. Yesterday, I listened to that Finesse 2x drop.
Yeah. I'm waiting now, bro.
It's hard, bro. It's what you want. It's what you expect and what you want.
And that's all he need to do.
That's exactly what I expected him to do and exactly what I want. I don't need you to try to go in a different lane. Like, no, you just got out.
Yep.
You've been dropping heat since you got out.
Yep.
So just put those songs on there and put some songs on there that go with it.
Because that's what I said on the podcast, on my podcast, like, a few episodes ago. I don't remember what episode, but, like, mm-hmm. I was like, Finesse 2x need to do exactly what he doing.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, bro, Kodak Black was on the same train. He was dropping hits, but he just don't need to mess up like Kodak did.
Mm-hmm.
Kodak just kept on consistently getting into trouble
mm-hmm.
once he had got out.
Yeah.
Finesse 2x got out, made it plain as day. He was like, look, if I'm at a show in your city and y'all get to fighting, I gotta go. Mm-hmm. I can't be around there, bro. I'm they gonna blame me, and I'm gonna go back to jail, and then I'm gonna be a statistic. Yep. I can't do that, bro. So I applaud him for keeping that state of mind.
That's why I salute, like, whether I listen to their music or I don't listen to their music, a lot of these young guys who get popping, like, real young, they get that million. I like how they move, like, from Chief Keef, from when he was like, okay, I kept on getting in trouble. I can't go back to Chicago. Let me go to L.A. Let me just fill my whole house up with video games. Let me get a studio in my house with video games. I'm not going nowhere. If I got a show, I go to the show. Yep. Going back home. So
that was like Tyler the Creator. Not saying he was getting into trouble and nothing like that. Yeah. But Tyler the Creator, man, he'll get in his element back when COVID was going on in 2020 before he dropped the album. He was somewhere in
the mountains
in the snow, bro. He was just in a big-ass studio with a bunch of making music, bro. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's what people need to do. They need to go off, get in their element, do what they need to do, and then bring it back home, bro.
I was watching, you heard of Babyface Ray?
Yup.
I listened to his album yesterday, too, and I watched his interview. And
I like Babyface, bro.
They were like, he was with Gillian Wallow, and they were like, you ain't go to the club with her? He's like, no. He said, I go to the studio. He said, I used to do that, you know what I'm saying? Yep. But he said, now I'm realizing my star power. Yep. I ain't at the top, but I'm noticeable, you know what I'm saying? They know me, so... Like, y'all go, if I got a show, I'll do a show, but I ain't just one of the dude who just still go to the club trying to push my music.
Yeah, because he said, ain't got to.
Yeah,
bro.
He said, back then, you had to be in the club because you had to get the DJ your music or let the DJ know, hey, my name is such and such. He said, now I don't got to do it. So if I'm a tar, I can't walk around with this on in the club no more. He said, I'm just doing this for the interview. But when we leave here, I probably take it off, put it in my box, and go home.
And see, bro, that's what a lot of trap artists mess up at, man. Especially out of Atlanta. I'm using Atlanta as an example, man. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, like you said, you had to pay the DJ. You had to give them that money. They'll spin your record. If it was trash, you know, that was it. But if it was him, that's how you popped off in the city, man. And I feel like that was the way of moving, what, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago and before that?
I think it died down now, though, bro.
See, it died down, but some people still trying to ride that same element. And, like,
I don't think it ain't like
the
that
same.
No more,
The clubs ain't the same. The crowd ain't there.
Don't get me started on that.
The crowd ain't there. There are different avenues now. Different avenues.
And you wanted to be like that because you're like, that was organic. You know what I'm saying? The DJs will play. If it was hot, you'll know. That was the thing. It was a clear indication. Well, this song hot because we're playing in the club. Yep. We see the reaction it's getting. This might be one you might want to push. Yep. But now it's just a free for all. They're like, okay, I got this song. I just made this song. Let me shoot a video for it. Yep. But back then, it's like, no, let's see what worked first. Then let's shoot a video for that because you got statistics on Spotify, but you really don't know until you put it out and get strangers' opinion about it. So it's just a free-for-all now. So I feel like now, no matter what you listen to, whether you like, you know what I'm saying, Youngboy, Kodak, whether you like Griselda, Currency, whatever, you'll know they're really popping once they start going. Because last week I told you, Rod Wave was at State Farm in Atlanta.
Rod Wave got a coat.
And I'm thinking, like, okay, he might be Tabernacle, something like that. Yeah. But State Farm, that's big dog status
selling
right there.
It out,
Selling it out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's how you really, really know, you know what I'm saying, who out here.
And that goes back to, bro, music really touches people. I'm not a big Rod Wave fan just because, I listen to his music. I like what I like. Mm-hmm. You know, I ain't going to say he garbage or nothing like that because he obviously ain't.
Yeah.
He got a crowd that big, a following like that, bro. Like, you can't just call him trash. Mm-hmm. Just off
somebody
the
like it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody like
product.
It, yeah.
And so, I don't know, bro. Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah. When I heard that, I was like, he got a show in that lounge thing. You know, Tabernacle said, no, he sold out. State Farm. I said, damn. And then he got a whole tour where he's doing arena. Yep. So, I said, that's how you know it. Those stats, the Rod Wave sold this much amount in the first week. That ain't no box or no streaming farm doing that.
And it's wild because he ain't from Atlanta.
No, he's from Florida,
I believe. Like, he sold out that arena in Atlanta. And I done been to concerts in Atlanta, man. And we went to go and see 2 Chainz, and he was at the Tabernacle. Not to say Tabernacle, a bad venue or nothing like that. But he was at the Tabernacle. And, I honestly don't think right then he would have sold out State Farm Arena.
Hard.
Like, so to see somebody else come from another place, come to the city, especially Atlanta, with music and stuff like that, sell out their arena, bro, you got to show respect.
Yeah.
You got to show love, man.
Yeah.
But the other stuff, I did find what I was listening to, though. All
right.
That Kendrick, I revisit it every now and then.
It's something you got to listen to that at the time to listen to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That, and Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah, that one of my favorites.
Yeah, Soul Separately. Yeah. They're already Linux.
Yep.
And else? What else? What else? What else? Yeah, Currency and Larry June, bro. That been my consistent lineup aside from Westside Gunn.
Yeah.
Westside Gunn been in my lineup so heavy, it's ridiculous, bro.
When I saw Barrett wrestling early this year, I said, oh, yeah, he really be out here.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, be out there, man.
Because I was like, if one thing for music, all right, the music good, but you talking about wrestling. And I was like, okay, I see you on your Instagram, you go to wrestling. When I saw him and I saw how you were moving, like he'll go where he sit at ringside. And bro, real deal, had his family members on the other side on the floor. He'll walk over there, chill. He came about with me and Jake was saying that. Jake was like, what's up? He like, you know, salute, whatever. Yeah. I like, okay, so bro really be out. He ain't just sitting there just watching. He was moving and folk,
living a life. Folk
beside
bro.
Me were like, hey, that Westside Gunn. I'm looking at them like, damn, you know Westside Gunn music? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, you never know who know what, bro. Yeah. Like, these artists like you, bro, like, y'all big into wrestling and stuff. Like, I like wrestling. I watch wrestling. Yeah. But I'm not a fan like y'all are. You feel me? Y'all never know, bro, some of the avenues and hobbies and stuff other people got going, man. Like, y'all might think somebody is like a hardcore, like, gangster, but at the end of the day, they got they chill time too. They got their oasis where they need to relax. So they might go into the crib, turn on some Tina Marie.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like you never know what people got going on,
bro. I was watching Smoke Dizza podcast, and he had a guy up in where they had in New York. He do like media, he do different stuff. You know how to you just have your hands in everything. And he was talking about his upbringing, how he was in the trouble with the police, where he from. He was like, they don't know, like, I was doing this, but when I go home, I got Pokemon cards, and I'm watching Pokemon and stuff. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? You just, like you said, you never know what people really, unless you ask.
Got going on, exactly.
Ask, like.
And I mean, that's how I need to be, because that's how you, like, it go back to what we were talking about earlier, socializing, learning people, man. You never know what they got going on. Why, I'm telling y'all, man, I pride myself on my group of friends.
Yeah.
Everybody diverse. All the way back in the day, from me and my boy George playing Pokemon on the bus.
Shout out to George.
Shout out to my boy George.
Me and George,
man.
Me and George was at Steven's wedding reception. Man, me and George was just eating. You know what I'm saying? Reception was going on.
Yeah.
So we just kept on hearing like the codeine crazy.
Yeah.
And we were looking like, bro, that codeine crazy. He just never dropped it. I'm like, wait a minute. I feel like bro just teased a codeine crazy at a wedding reception.
Yeah, right? Like he wanted to play it. He wanted to play it, but it wasn't on the list.
Like every time we hear it, me and George look at each other at the same time, like, bro, that's codeine crazy, man. Like,
bro, I don't know, man. Because, like, I don't know, bro. After all them drinks, bro, after I started dancing, that's why I knew I was drunk. I was lit.
That was a fun ass wedding.
That was an event, man. Shout out to Steven, man. Shout out to Laura.
That whole venue and everything.
Saturn.
Yeah, that would have me like, dang, I wish we had this down. I was like, dang, this would be perfect for downtown, man.
Man, we were up there in the, where they call it, the green room. And they had a guest book.
Like the That 70 Show upstairs.
They had like a guest book, man. And they had a bunch of people perform up there. Earth Gang, Spillage Village, all of their signatures and stuff were in the book. So I definitely signed that whole, you know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely signed the book. Red Room Podcast, y'all ever. Like, we make it big, bro. Yeah. This my autograph, though. Saturday gonna have some money. Saturday gonna have some bread.
Might do a show, though.
Hey, you feel? Yeah.
All right, to wrap up, man, I got three questions for you, man. Okay. Just three random questions. First, shout out to Snoop Dogg. I stole this question from his show, GGN. You stuck on the island for a year. What three albums you taking with you?
Biggie, Ready to Die. Chance, Acid Rap.
Think about that one, boy.
Yeah, cause it's only three. I got five, but I ain't got three.
Yeah.
Biggie, Ready to Die, Chance, Acid Rap. I'm trying to choose something like in each little era.
Yeah.
Gucci Trap Back. Gucci Trap Back.
That boy said he gonna bring him out wherever he
is. I got something for every move.
Yeah. Shout out to Goo out too, man.
Big Gucci.
Where you see how Gucci just. Anytime for somebody from So Icy get locked up, he just signed somebody.
Bruh, Gucci out here pimping these niggas, bruh. Oh, bruh. Gucci whole label, the whole new 1017 locked up. I was like, bruh, how your whole label get locked up? I ain't seen that since Master P. But back in the day, you know what I'm saying? They were body, you feel me?
C-Murder, but Soldier,
I'm like, bruh, how your whole label go to jail? Like, what you teaching them, bro? what you telling them to do in the public? Like, you feel me? It's like, hey, bro, all you got to do is have a little group meeting. You know, like the coaches have in the locker room. Be like, look, don't tote no guns. Get your security.
Yeah.
If you do tote a gun, get somebody else to take the charge. That's all they there for. You feel me? Like, and Jim moved different, bro. Don't be trying to be Mr. Macho every day.
Man.
But he ain't give none of them that pep talk. Yeah, that was crazy, bro. They all locked up.
All right, next question. Kind of leading to that for real. If you can A&R anybody project, who would it be? In terms of like, I don't know exactly what A&R do, but you know, promotion wise, listening on the sessions, be like, okay, this producer, you know, matching up with producers, features.
Yeah.
Who would it be?
I don't know, bro. I want to choose a producer, but my producers that I like, they do a great job already doing that. So I'm gonna pick an artist. A&R for any artist. I don't want to pick an old artist. I want to say it would have been Mac Miller. Would have been Mac Miller.
What vibe? Because we see how Swimming, the one he was, we saw how that was. And I think that one was going to be, if he would have stayed alive, bro, for after that.
Yeah.
Because that was the one everybody was like, okay, I think he perfected the crossover.
Yeah.
Like, after Kids and Best Day Ever, and of course, Blue Side Park, he did the one with the CeeLo song on it and Cinderella.
What, Faces?
No, not Faces.
I forgot. Blue Side Park. No, not Blue Slide Park.
The one after that, we had CeeLo. Him and CeeLo had a song. I think him and Thunder. The one that with Tell the Truth.
Divine Feminine.
He had that, and everybody, okay, he.
Yeah.
And then I think that was after Faces. You put me on that, because that was back when he was in his
Faces
dark.
One of my all-time favorite albums.
That when he was in his dark time, and I was like, I don't know, do you play that Therapy? I was like, wait a minute, this shit don't sound. It's druggy, but it wasn't. It was like
it's like he was comfortable. Like, that whole album was like, I'm comfortable with being me. Yeah. I'm not just constantly a druggie, but I'm in a better place.
Uh-huh.
And like, it definitely reflected in the music, because I couldn't believe I heard the album, bro, and I was like, wow, you just told me a story,
Snowflakes falling and you feel me? And then Swimming, I think you're like, okay, he perfected it. After that Tiny Desk, I was like, okay, I can.
That Tiny Desk was beautiful, man.
I can see this working for sure now after I heard it live. So, yes, RIP Mac once again. And last question. Whether it's happened yet or no, it hasn't happened yet. Who do you want to see work together?
Who I want to see work together? Well, I already got one that I wanted to work together. I said in the podcast, but it actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
That was Max Soul and Biggest the Plug. That already happened, though. Like, they linked up and did a remix. But two people I want to see work together. Action Bronson.
Shout out to Action Bronson.
And Action Bronson and Knowledge.
That be with Pop.
Yup.
That'd be hard.
Yup. Action Bronson and Knowledge. That'll be tough, bro.
Action Bronson cover that bit.
What?
Slinging donuts like
I just ate a pancake with bread on it. Like, nigga, pancake is bread, but cool, nigga, go with it.
Hell yeah, man. But then my boy AJ. Hey, before we leave though, cause you've been talking about this for your podcast for a minute. With the local scene.
Yeah.
Phoenix City, Columbus, wherever you want to put it. How you feel about it? And what do you think? I know you were saying you wanted to do something with your podcast for. You were reaching out to people.
Yeah.
So what do you want to see happen with that?
What I want to see, man, is everybody to put their egos aside and be for one. Because you'll see all these artists doing events, doing music. It's a lot of them out here in the Tri-State area, bro. Like through Phoenix City and Columbus. And so, I don't know, bro. Honestly, I think his ego was keeping him down, because this artist don't want to like this artist's stuff. This artist don't want to appreciate what they got going on. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when somebody from the city like that pop, they really need to pop and like divulge into the area. Yeah. Everybody need to jump behind it, man. And it'll happen. It'll happen for like a few months. You know, if somebody jump on, it happened for a few months, and then everybody died down, which that's what music is.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, that's on the artist. They got to keep putting out their content. But around here, man, everybody needs to network. They missing that one link that'll bring everybody together, man. Like, you see people, content creators doing different stuff, and they only work with one specific set of the artists. And me, I'm trying to get cool with all the artists. I don't like. I'm trying
y'all
to get
listen.
Cool.
Y'all listen. Y'all listen. Y'all the one who been inboxing me. Yeah. I'm throwing the assists.
I'm trying to get up with the lounge singers because I'm a musician too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I play set. I play keys. I'm a percussionist. I'm trying to get with the lounge singers, the R&B singers, the rappers, the people who do like Anderson .Paak type vibes. The people who straight up just out here making music for the fun of it, you know what I mean? Whatever your avenue and your element is, I listen to it. So I'm trying to reach out, bro. Like, I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to, like, help be a link, bro. Everybody need to put their egos aside, come down, like-minded people who, like, know how to operate, bro. Ain't nobody trying to outshine nobody.
Y'all got
the
music.
We just trying to put the content out there. They got the content.
Y'all got the music. Y'all just need to get with the people that can... Because Facebook only do so much for
it
me.
Only do so much, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So
and honestly, bro.
Like, AJ is real passionate about getting into the local scene. So I'm telling y'all just.
Like, I remember, shout out to Dapper Don Rod, man. He been going up. Dapper Don Rod and Techie Sue. But I saw Dapper Don Rod at the gas station one day leaving my mama house.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure if it was him. You know, I don't just want to walk over to a random person and be like, you know, blah, 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 blah. But I seen him a couple times because he came to my mama crib to get a haircut from my little brother.
Yeah.
So I saw him and I was like, yeah, that's him. And so I went over there, dapped him up, you know, let him know who I was. I think he already knew who I was and stuff. And I was like, yeah, man, I definitely need to link with you, bro. I see what you've been doing. Keep going. Definitely want to get you on the podcast one day. And he was with it, man. He real cool. But, like, I know his brother. So his brother cool. So like, I know he one of those like-minded artists who just want people to win, and at the same time he gonna be consistent with what he doing, because the proof in the pudding, bro.
Right.
Like, I like those type of artists, but I'm gonna go into the avenue of any artist who trying to put their content out and who on the same wavelength, bro. We just trying to get stuff popping, keep it moving, because once you pop in the city, you gonna learn how to network and take those aspects of what you learned in the game out to another city, and it's just gonna keep multiplying and keep going. So that's what everybody needs to do. Like,
it's there, man.
Put
like,
the ego aside, link, network, be cool, show love.
The content there, the music there, the resources coming up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I know for the longest, you know, the studios and all that wasn't there, but you got the producers out here. You know what I'm saying? We trying to see who really working.
Yeah.
Just because you say you rap, you put this song out, don't mean we just go jump, because me, you know, me personally, I'm more of a project. I don't care if it's 3-5 songs.
Yeah.
It don't got to be no 14, 15, but off of one song, like, okay, I can see the potential, but you know what I'm saying? Follow it up. It don't got to be every week, but just follow it up, man. Just keep working, man. You got the people that's about to, I don't like to be, you know what I'm saying, talking like that, but you got the people that about to start.
I'm telling you, because.
I'm just saying.
Bro, that's what Jay Worthy did. Like, he put out some music, it popped, he had his wave, then he came back, put out what? 5-6 song EP. Is it an EP or an album?
We're talking about
Jay Worthy and Larry June.
It's just a project.
Just a project. Yeah. But he came out and did that. It wasn't much, but at the same time,
momentum.
That was one of the better ones that I really did appreciate.
Keep the momentum. Keep the momentum going. You know what I'm saying? Then that could lead, okay, Larry June on tour, Jay Worthy opening up for him.
Yep.
So then that's just put 2 and 2 together, man. The world bigger than your neighborhood, man. Just
it really is,
go
man.
To YouTube. Go on different social media aspect, man. Just look at what's going on in terms of the music world. You see artists out here who we know, Wiz, Mac Miller, started from the bottom, and we saw how they worked gradually throughout the years to get where they, you know what I'm saying, where they at. So,
and listen to different music, y'all.
Yeah.
Please, like,
new sounds.
I guarantee you, your favorite artist is not listening to trap all day. Your favorite artist is not listening to R&B all day. Your favorite artist is not listening to blues all day. They are very diversified, and especially if they're good in pop. Like, they got all the elements of that in their music. And honestly, that's what made me gravitate to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because, you know, I'm humble and I know what's going on.
I was playing Tony Hawk Underground and all the wrestling games growing up. That what got me on rock.
Yup.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so... It's been episode, well, before we go, damn, I keep on forgetting. Before we go, AJ, man, give these folks a word, some motivation, you know what I'm saying, to keep them going. I just want to end on a real, real positive note.
Man, keep going, bro. Stay positive. Don't stress yourself out. I'm telling y'all, stress will have you going into different avenues that you, like, dark places that you did not know you were going to go. So, like, keep the path and keep going. I'm telling y'all, like, when you get out of that hole of, like, doubt, trying different stuff, it'll keep you going. Do not worry about something that you cannot control. If you can't control it, don't worry. Don't let it stress you out, bro. Because what are you going to do? Thanks. Like, literally, what are you going to do about the situation, man? Like, be empathetic. I was raised to be empathetic about a situation, but if I can't control what's going on, my input ain't going to help. I really can't do nothing for you. So I'm not about to stress myself out even more. You know, see what I'm saying? And a lot of people be trying to, like, do that to be people pleasers and all that. But I admit I've been there too. Everybody's tried to be a people pleaser before. But that right there is going to have you in a game of stress. It's going to have you down and out, man. So stay positive. Keep that path. Don't worry about nothing you can't worry about. Don't worry about nothing you can't control. And keep it pushing, man. Drink your water.
Stay healthy, guys. All right, man. AJ, I appreciate you for coming through, bro. You know what I'm saying? First time we did an in-person. Well, yeah, not the first time, but yeah. But many, many more to come. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go on his podcast. We're going to talk our thing. You know what I'm saying? Do all we do. But this has been episode 192, Stash House Podcast. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Keep me in your prayers. I do the same for y'all, man. Salute.